Now, it's Halloween today. People are thinking of things for Halloween. And, of course, Christmas is on the way and people are thinking of things for Christmas. But not if you're an accountant. Alistair Spence-Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. No, we don't think about it.
Christmas think about for you is ruined.
I'm really thinking about Christmas at the moment. I'm planning ahead, but at the same time, we need to focus on what we can do before the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's a very important point because unlike some other countries, and the UK obviously won, it's a calendar year here in terms of
tax.
It's
actually, it's the UK that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Gibraltar's June.
Right.
That's weird too. But I mean, Most of the world's at 31st December.
It makes sense, to be fair. Yeah, kind of.
There's a real story behind why the 5th of April.
But we won't go there. There is a story. It wasn't randomly selected then by some accountant at some point.
Probably. But,
so as we get to the end of the year, we need to think about our tax returns then. And obviously, in Spain, if you're new to this game, I think probably the worst thing you could do would be try and fill out your own, isn't it, if you're completely new to it. If you're an old seasoned vet that's filling them out, then fair play.
If your affairs are simple, you should do it. You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
But my focus today is what you can do to make things better.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
That's what we should be doing, you know?
You
we should
see?
Be creative, we should be
You're not
constructive.
Scrooge after all. Okay, so let's start with individuals, because one would think that there's not much you can do to make your life better as regards tax.
You're right.
You're going to die and that's the end of it.
Well, we're not talking about death and taxes here. We're talking about living and paying income tax because you're still alive.
Yeah.
What we're talking about really, I mean, there's only a few things. As you say, the tax system's quite simple for individuals.
Yeah.
But there are a few things that you can do which are actually quite useful to reduce your tax, which I'm going to focus on. There's only a few things. And probably the most important thing is a pension scheme.
Right.
I mean, it sounds boring, but it's not. We must save for our future. When we retire, we need to have some extra income because the state's not going to pay us very much.
Now, are you splitting, when we're talking about individuals here, is there a difference if you're employed or self-employed?
No difference. You can be self-employed, employed, or just living off other income, you know?
Okay.
And essentially, in Spain, we have Spanish pension schemes, as you'd have in every country.
Yep.
And in Spain, you're allowed to invest up to 8,000 a year.
Okay.
So if you invest 20,000 in 1 year because you're flush with cash, you can then deduct over the next 4 years what you can't deduct in year one.
Got it. Yep.
But that's really good because if you're, tax rates in Spain are almost 50%, the top rate. So effectively, by putting money into a pension scheme, the government is paying for half of your contribution.
Right.
Because it's only going to cost you, if you put in 8,000, it's only going to cost you, four if you're a very high income.
But you've gained four.
But even if you're on a 30% top rate of tax, that's a big chunk that the government's actually giving you credit for.
Okay.
Okay.
And, in terms of getting yourself in a pension scheme,
every bank has them.
Okay.
Every financial institution has, every insurance company.
Again, is that not the kind of thing you've got to be careful? Because so many people are offering them, you could make a bit of a mistake there, couldn't you?
Not really,
no. Unless you went with
Robert
Maxwell,
obviously. They're pretty safe. They're very, very safe. They're invested in very, modest and low-risk funds. And obviously, you've got to choose carefully. But, a bank is a sensible... what am I saying? banks are, generally speaking, sensible institutions. It's not on their balance sheet. It's actually your money.
Right.
They can't... if they go bust, your money's not going to go with them.
Yeah.
It's separate. And of course, there are other financial institutions that can do the same thing for you.
Okay.
But I'm talking about very, very Spanish pension schemes. It's not the same investing in a UK pension scheme or a QROPS or a QNUPS.
Yeah.
This is a thing that you buy from a Spanish financial institution.
Yes, those acronyms are a little confusing.
They're foreigner type funds.
Okay.
SIPs, SASs, QNUPS, QROPS. Yeah,
wow.
It's a wonderful institution.
Extraordinary. It's like something you go to the doctor with.
Yes.
Terrible. I've got this terrible QROPS.
I've got a QROPS in my foot.
Investment in new businesses is something else.
Yeah,
now that sounds risky.
Well, if you're an investor, if you're a one of these people who invests in new businesses, if you're a dragon, and you can invest up to 60,000 and get 30% of that as tax relief.
Okay.
So that's quite nice.
Yeah.
There are some restrictions. And can I just preface everything I'm saying? Because this is quite dense and complicated.
Yep.
I've posted a a guide.
You have.
In detail on our website. So
very nice.
You can go there. And yeah, I've got to edit it a little bit, but it's actually on there now with its spelling mistakes. So,
so is that a free Christmas gift for those? Yeah, the first spelling mistake.
So, you know, if I come up with something that somebody wants to follow up, you know, they can go on the website. Of course, they can always phone us. Anyway, so investments and new business are good, and obviously, let's remember, you know, it's Christmas, and you know, making donations to charitable institutions is also tax efficient. You get a deduction for that. It's not 100%, but you know, it's reasonable.
What about gifts to family members?
No, gifts to political parties.
Oh, yes. Well, that's topical.
Yes.
Well, in Spain, you'd be bankrupt, wouldn't you, by now? And in fact, probably the UK as well, I would think.
Absolutely. But, you know, I have to mention it. I mean, you know, obviously, you can make a gift to a charity, an animal home or an Alzheimer's institution or something of that nature.
Yep.
You can make these gifts and get tax relief. So that's important.
But I'm guessing the important thing with all of these is that keep the paperwork handy and present it to your accountant at the end of the year.
And
don't just keep it in a box somewhere.
No, and you need to get a proper receipt with their details on and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
So effectively, these are things that you would set off against your liability.
Yeah, when you do your income tax return, you fill in the boxes and it gives you the deduction.
Fantastic.
If you use the tax office's own system, it does it for you. If you come to someone like us, then obviously we'll do it for you.
Yeah, okay. Fantastic. Okay, so that's a few things you can do there. If you're a company or self-employed, you kind of get to the end of the year and you kind of work out on a fag packet what your level of profit or loss may be on your own, but...
Well, we would argue that you shouldn't have to work things out on the back of a fag packet.
Right.
You should actually have your accounts. This is something which we're going to bang on about for the next few months.
Yeah.
Because in this country, for some reason, people don't expect to see accounts from their accountants. Sad, but true.
Interesting.
Now, it's your accounts. You know, here we are. We've passed the end of September. It's our third quarter. We should have some management accounts. We should have something which tells us where we are. So, but if you haven't got them, I'm afraid the back of the fact packets, what you're going to do? But what I would argue is you need to pick up the phone and speak to your accountant and say, where am I?
Yeah.
What's the situation? How much tax am I going to have to pay? And what can I do to reduce it? This is what your accountant should be for, not just filling in forms and filing.
Yeah. Because I guess here the difference is that if you were self-employed, for example, in the UK, and you weren't VAT registered, you wouldn't be having those three monthly accounts being done.
No, you wouldn't. In Spain, it's much more typical that you would. There's only a very, very small group of business people who never have to file quarterly.
Yes.
Very, very small.
Yes.
99% of businesses, whether they're self-employed or not, file quarterly income tax returns of some sort.
Yes.
Something. Even if it's a VAT return, you know, even if you're doing a VAT return, you should know how much your profit is.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But, okay, putting that aside, which we will talk about anon, okay, maybe next month we'll talk about what you should be expecting.
Yep.
You should be thinking about, okay, I've got a bit of an extra profit this year, something went well, okay, and I've been meaning to invest in something like a new office or a new branch or whatever.
Or a van.
Or a van, yes.
White van.
Oh, yeah,
so you can terrorise the road.
I need a new van. No, I want to paint my van, okay?
Right.
I've been putting it off. I want to put a sign on it.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, bring that forward. Spend it in December.
Yes.
Because then you get the tax relief more a year more quickly, which is, it's obvious, but unless you think about it, unless somebody is giving you, hey, you know, this is where you are now, what can you do in your business to make things better? You should reflect on it in the last few months of the year.
Okay.
So that's a simple message.
Yep.
Another thing is, if you're a company, you pay tax annually, as we know, okay, just like income tax, but you also pay tax quarter. You pay in April, you pay in October, and you pay in December. These are payments on account.
Yep.
Now, normally, you pay those payments accounts based on last year.
Okay.
So whatever you declared last year, you pay 18% in the April, October, and December.
Yep.
Now, that's okay if your profits are the same every year, if your income is the same.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you have a fantastic deal in 1 year and then next year you don't expect to get it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay tax on account in the following year on a seriously high level, whereas you should have... Yeah. Well, there is an election. You can make it before the end of the year, which says basically, I'm not going to pay my tax on last year. I'm going to pay my tax on my current year.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's a bit more hassle.
Yeah.
You know, your accountant needs to be on the ball because you've got to do your accounts properly.
Yeah.
But it actually works.
Interesting.
And that's a major thing. because otherwise you pay this tax, then you've got to claim it back. Yeah, so here you are in July, you've paid too much tax, you've got to wait till March following year before you get it back.
Interesting.
And you might have an inspection for fun.
And I guess as well that would affect the self-employed who have this curious thing, which is effectively a payment on account. It's IRPF, isn't it?
You pay your quarterly income tax.
Yeah.
And that is... If your income is from people who don't withhold tax, again, this is a bit impenetrable, so forgive me. if you receive all your income from companies,
either
because you're a consultant or something,
then
they will withhold 15% tax from you.
Mm-hmm.
If 70% of your income is subject to that retention, you don't have to file quarterly.
Now, can you explain for people like me who may not understand that? If you're filing quarterly and you're self-employed, you kind of know how much tax you've got to pay. You've just said that.
Yes.
So why don't the government trust people to keep their own money to pay their own tax?
Because the government needs your money as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. So before you filed your tax return,
absolutely,
basically.
Because you're making your profits that year. And their argument is, well, you made the profit in March, the first 3 months, but you should be paying me tax on that.
But they give it back to you should your profit be in March, and then the rest of the year you make a loss, you get it back anyway.
Well, then you adjust it as you're going along, and at the end of the year you file annually, and if you've overpaid, you get it back.
Can you ever say, actually, I don't want to pay IRPF? I'm not going to. Well, you could say, I'm not going to.
Of course you could, Bill. I strongly recommend it. And then I'll see you when it comes to sorting out the mess.
I'm a very trustworthy chap.
No, you have no choice. You have to pay on account.
Okay.
It's not voluntary.
But that's an old Spanish thing.
No, we have it in the UK, PAYE.
Well, I guess so, but not if you're self-employed.
No, not if you're self-employed.
They trust you if you're self-employed in the UK, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, IVA is a big one, obviously.
Yeah.
I
got stuff on the article about intra-community VAT, but let's forget about that one because that's weird.
Yeah.
EVA refunds. Now, one of the things that we keep coming across are people who don't claim their VAT back at the end of the year. Because you can only claim back, normally you only claim it back at the end of the year. And they say, the accountant says, it's risky, I don't want to do that, I might get inspected. Why are you afraid of being inspected?
For having your own money come back.
So anyone who has an accountant says, don't do that because, start being worried, because there's no magic in VAT, there's no magic in accounts. You may be committing all sorts of weird offences and fine. But your accountant shouldn't be telling you not to claim back your VAT. We hear it time and time
again.
That's
very odd.
It's because it's kind of a bit irrational. It's, I'm going to get an inspection. Well, and who cares?
Mm.
An inspection can take, half an hour to resolve.
Right.
Send the papers in, you get the tax repayment. So anyone who gets the message, don't claim your repayment because you'll have problems, there's something wrong there. That's a warning.
Right.
All is not well.
A red flag.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
what else you got there?
Well, I think, the other tax things we'll kind of leave, because I want to talk about, I'm sorry, bookkeeping. Bookkeeping. It's basic.
Isn't it funny that it's still called bookkeeping? That's such an old-fashioned thing.
Well, in Spain, we still do double-entry bookkeeping.
Really?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
My goodness me. Wow. But you don't have a book. Do you have a book?
No, we don't have a book. We have a computer that looks like a book.
Funny.
So, anyway, I think I've already mentioned, if you don't have business accounts that you understand, then you're not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have something from the accountant on a quarterly basis.
Yep.
I mean, if it's in Spanish, it's in Spanish. Fine. We do it in English, which is an extra bonus. But at the very least, you should have profit and loss account with a balance sheet. And the balance sheet is actually kind of the important thing. The profit and loss account, we look at it, we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The balance sheet is a bit weird, because it's kind of, what's all that about? Well, what it contains is things like how much you owe your creditors, your suppliers, which suppliers you haven't paid, which customers haven't paid you. They appear in the balance sheet.
Right.
And what you should be doing at this time of the year, you should go through your balances with your accountant. You should say, where's my balances?
Yep.
¿Dónde están mis balances?
Right.
Mis saldos.
Okay.
And you should go through them point by point. And when it says Vodafone, you owe them 500 euros. And you think, I don't owe them anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the accounting's been done wrong.
Mm.
Okay. So if you want to find out whether your stuff is in good order, go through the balances. And the suppliers and customers are dead easy because you know who you owe money to.
Allegedly.
And who owes money to you.
More
and if the balances are not right, then it's not good.
Right.
Maybe you've got missing invoices. You haven't claimed the VAT or the EVA on invoices. Somebody mm-hmm. has lost things. The accountant's fouled up. You fouled up. Mm-hmm. You forgot to send those invoices. Right. You need to do it. Once a year, it's not a big thing. Sit down in November, whatever, with your accountant and go through the balances.
I guess a lot of this, Alistair, is down to the fact that you need to find yourself an accountant who you can trust, because, you know, people have been down these roads many times before and they've got, and the accountant have held their hands up and gone, "Oh, I'm sorry, it was nothing to do with me." Yeah,
it's the rubbish you gave me, it's not my problem.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So that's a whole other argument, isn't it? We're taking some calls we want to call in here. We have a caller actually now. Good morning, you're live on TRE. Hello.
Yes, hello there. I'm wondering if you can answer a question for me regarding my mother's tax here in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she is a pensioner, 80 years old, has lived here for 5 years. She has income from UK pensions, basically a state pension and a very small civil service pension, which is a spouse's pension from my deceased father, totalling about €16,500 a year. But she's received a tax bill for the first year she lived here, all of a sudden, which we weren't expecting, amounting to €3,000, which is going to make life here very difficult.
Mm.
Basically, she's getting about €1,300 a month in her bank account to live on, and with that tax bill, that will go down to roughly €1,000 a month, which, paying rent and bills, makes it pretty much untenable.
Let me ask you a question. What's your name?
Michael.
This is Alistair. Michael, you say civil service pension. What did? Who did she work for in the UK? Which
well,
branch?
The civil service pension is actually a spouse's pension from my deceased father. He was a driving examiner.
Okay. It's paid by the state.
Yes.
You know, the spouse's pension is not quite the same as an individual's pension, but I think it has the same classification. It normally is exempt in Spain. I can't 100% answer your question, you know, definitively over the radio. But would you call my office and speak to either Javier or Claudia? Okay, Claudia's not there today, but she's there on Monday. But you can speak to Javier, and he'll look it up for you. Okay,
excellent.
But it could well be 3,000. Also, sounds an incredibly high amount of tax.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a shock to us.
It does not sound right.
What I'm concerned about is that, having received that, we're now going to receive a similar bill for every other year that she's been here since 2014-15.
Yeah, it's going to be. There are two things that come to mind. One is it does sound far too high, and secondly, it may be a mistake because the Spanish tax office hasn't understood the nature of the pension. Normally, pensions paid by the state are exempt in Spain. Well, they're kind of exempt. They're not 100% exempt. But in this case, you're right. Your mother's right on the margin of whether it would be fully exempt or not. So it's going to require a little bit of research. So if you phone my office, we're not charging you or anything. Somebody will help you. Okay.
It was Javier or
Claudia.
Okay. One very quick question as well. Someone told me that if you receive a second pension, that your allowance, your threshold before you start paying tax, goes to zero.
That's not true. There is a peculiarity in the sort of, there's a kind of marginal relief thing. There's an earned income allowance which drops off the moment you get to 15,000, and you can have a problem with that having a very negative effect. In other words, at 13,000 you get 100% of this 3,000 a year special allowance,
yeah,
and at 15,000 you get nothing.
Yeah,
so
okay.
it can have a disproportionate effect between 13 and 15,000 of income.
Understood.
But we just have to sit down and do the calculations, because it's very odd and very difficult to explain over the radio. Okay.
Excellent. One more question. The number that I call Javier or Claudia on?
It's 95282-2943.
Excellent. Alistair, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
No problem. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Brilliant. Nice. And that, we're kind of out of time. It is a weighty tome, but it is on your website, all this information. There's a little bit more we haven't got to, but it's pretty much covered all of it.
Well, we've covered about half of it. But,
yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of it. But,
yeah,
I mean, I just want to leave a message today, and we'll talk about it in November.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll go specifically into the November thing. I'll go into all of this in detail.
Okay.
But the message I want people to get today,
yep,
is that they must talk to their accountants.
Yeah.
They must have a dialogue with them, conversation, and they must go through the balances. I've got some horror stories here, which are really worth listening to.
I'm sure.
But not today.
Yeah.
And
good for Halloween, though.
Well, actually, they are Halloween stories. They are. It's pretty frightening. Some of this stuff is horrendous.
Yes.
This is, you know, some of these people I've met, some of these clients that we've taken on, have had their lives ruined.
Mm.
And I feel very strongly about this because there's... yes, OK, there are, inevitably people are slightly to blame because they've been a bit sort of, you know, laissez-faire.
Yeah.
But the professional has let them down very, very badly. Mm. And, you know, they've been put out of business. They've had nervous breakdowns.
Goodness.
And we want to avoid that sort of stuff.
Sure.
You know, so none of this is brain surgery. None of it's that complicated. Mm. But it just requires go and see your accountant, go through the balances.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy, pick up the phone.
Absolutely. And before you go, you were going to make an offer.
Oh, God, I forgot all about it. Yes, we're going to be running, would you believe it, a free clinic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, superb. We're going to do, we're offering people a free tax and accountancy health check.
Okay.
We reckon it's worth about $250. We're going to do it for nothing.
Great.
To talk to people, okay, to help people, perhaps. And we will examine their accounts. We will examine the tax files. This is the stuff that the tax office will give us, this information,
yes,
as long as we have an authority, and their social security situation. And we will do a complete health check for them.
Brilliant.
A search, and find out what's on the public registries. And we will give them a written report, and all they've got to do is contact us. Nothing
fabulous.
Else.
It's fabulous.
It's a good deal, but we've come across so many bad things in the last few years that we thought, you know, we'll waste a bit of time and make some new friends, perhaps.
Great. Well, look, like going for a blood test, and you're going to tell people that they've got high cholesterol or not.
Very similar. Very
similar. And then what to do about it.
Except you don't have to pay for it.
There you go. Fantastic.
Can't say fairer than that.
You can't. So how do people avail of this service?
They give us a ring,
yep.
95282-2943.
Yep.
Or you go to our website, which is really easy. It's SpenceClark.com.
With an E on both of those, Spence and Clark.
Yeah. And or you just type Spence Marbella, Accountants Marbella, you'll find us. And go on there and fill in, there's a sort of, send us a message form and just ask us to contact you. We'll contact you. We'll tell you what we need, what you need to ask your accountant for, the authorities that we need for, obviously we need to go into your personal records.
Yeah, sure.
It's 100% confidential.
Okay? And it's not Marbella-centric, importantly.
No, not at all. It's all over Spain.
Yeah.
We have clients all over Spain.
Yeah.
In all of the 17 autonomous communities, believe it or not, even though we're in Marbella.
Fantastic.
Such is the power of the internet.
Indeed.
So anyone wants to avail themselves of that free offer, then just contact us.
Fabulous. And you'll be back same time next month.
Indeed, I will.
Excellent. Have yourself a nice Halloween.